USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the federal government may be forced to step in if things don't change in Seattle.
These people have taken over a vast part, a major part, a very good part of Seattle. And we have a governor who's a stiff, and we have a mayor who said, oh, this is going to be a love fest.
The president saying the occupation is being fueled by the radical left. President Trump also set to release an executive order on Tuesday dealing with police reforms. This as Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is making changes following the death of Rayshard Brooks in a Wendy's parking lot.
If a police officer sees another officer using force, that which is beyond reasonable under the circumstances, that they are duty-bound to intercede.
Brooks took an officer's taser before being shot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A Democratic-led House hearing on Monday is taking a look at the impact of the coronavirus on public school budgets. NEA Vice President Becky Pringle says local school districts desperately need your tax dollars now.
All students in our public schools, no matter where they live or their race or ethnicity or family income, should have an education that prepares them to live into their brilliance.
Others at the hearing also warn that school budgets are falling off the table and saying that the budget shortfalls hurt students and children. Amazon says that its CEO, Jeff Bezos, is willing to testify before Congress regarding its inquiry into potential antitrust law violations in the tech industry. Amazon has been at the center of an investigation into alleged anti-competition conduct within the tech sector. The House Judiciary Committee is also looking into Facebook, Google, and Apple. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
A Las Vegas police officer who was shot during protests over the death of George Floyd is paralyzed from the neck down. That's what his family is saying. The family is also thanking medical professionals for their care and those in the community who took part in a fundraiser organized by the Injured Police Officers Fund. Protests are continuing in Atlanta after the shooting death on Friday of Rayshard Brooks. Brooks was killed Friday by police officers after passing out in a Wendy's drive-thru. Former NYPD Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick says the police handled things as best as they could.
Those cops couldn't have been more calm. They couldn't have been more professional. They couldn't have been more at ease. And the second they went to arrest him and put him in handcuffs, he began resisting. And that's a big part of this problem. I think the general public forgets you can't attack or assault a cop. I don't know what's going on in Atlanta and how they operate, but you know what? You got to do investigations. You got to give the cops the benefit of the doubt until the investigation's concluded, or you're going to lose your police force.
Carrick speaking there on Fox News. A report says the Trump administration is attempting to block former National Security Advisor John Bolton's book release with a lawsuit. The White House filing the lawsuit because it says the book contains classified material. The book is set to be released June 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.